And now presenting Insight, an inside look at food, health, and the environment, produced by the MU College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources.
The goal of this series is to provide you with insights into the impacts of research and collaborations occurring at MU's College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources. With me today is Kristen Whitworth. Kristen is a research scientist in the Division of Animal Sciences, where she has worked about 20 years in the laboratory of Curator's Professor Randy Prather. Prather's team focuses on reproductive physiology and pig genetics. Thank you for joining us today, Kristen. I understand that your team recently announced a big breakthrough that could save the pork industry hundreds of millions of dollars lost to a viral disease. What can you tell us about this?
The disease we've been studying is the porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome. It's caused by a virus. It's also called PRRS. It was first detected in the United States in 1987. When the pigs contract this disease, they have a difficult time reproducing. They don't gain weight. They have a high mortality rate. It's a very expensive disease. It costs the pork industry upwards of $10 billion in the last 20 years, which is an average of about $660 million a year.
So how were you able to prevent this incurable disease from entering this particular group of pigs?
So we started working on this research in 2001, where we wanted to make a pig that did not have a functional CD169 protein. These are also called knockout pigs, where you knock out that gene that will result in a protein for CD169. After those pigs were created, our team reached out to a PRRS disease expert at Kansas State University. After CD169 was knocked out, these pigs were challenged with the PRRS virus, but the pigs did get sick. And so at that time, we did move on to the other another important proposed entry mediator, and that was CD163. So we started using a new technology called CRISPR. We were able to very efficiently knock out a second molecule called CD163. So the CRISPR system has been around and being actively used in different laboratories since 2012, but we started using it in our lab in 2013. Another professor in the Division of Animal Science, Kevin Wells, he works closely with our team, including this study, and he introduced this system to our team, which has helped speed up our efforts in inactivating different genes. It allows us to target a specific site in the DNA or genome and perform a precise gene edit. And we use this system to edit the CD163. The first gene that we were targeting, the CD169, took us 10 years to create those pigs. And the CD163 pigs took us less than a year to create. So the system has been a game changer. We're using it for multiple biomedical models, and it can be used to do things much more quickly and multiple things in the same organism. What took years and months can take days and hours in the lab.
So Kristen, this sounds like a tremendous advance in animal health and in the lives of farmers and producers. Can you give us an estimate as to when these new pigs might be in a production mode?
At this time, there's discussion that these pigs could potentially go to market within 5 years, but I don't have a specific answer to that at this time.
That's it for our program today. I'd like to thank Kristen Whitworth for being our guest today. Thank you, Kristen.
Thank you for having me.
For Insight, I'm Doug Randall. For more information on this topic or to listen to this interview again or for an extended edition of this interview, please visit kafnernews.com. That's kafnrnews.com.
Insight is a special feature produced by the MU College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources.